Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty radio show. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Tim Brown. I am the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, I'm filling in for Bradley today. He and his family will be traveling back to their home in Minnesota, so keep them in your prayers as they travel. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also find us on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to follow us on Facebook, first you can follow Bradley with Bradley Dean, that's Bradley double E, Dean, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. You can also follow Bradley on Twitter at Bradley Dean, that's Bradley double E, Dean 1, and that's on Twitter. I want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com today and just give you some information that's out there that some of our contributors have been posting on. First of all, Bradley's latest article, Preaching to the Choir That Just Does Not Sing. Bradley has been touring the East Coast this week, and as a result of that, have some things that he's experienced that he's writing on here, especially when it concerns church leaders. And I think you'll find it very straightforward, as is Bradley's form, but also very encouraging as he addresses the fact that there still are those in the world who are still doing the work of God. They have not given up. They have faced persecution. They continue to take the truth. Even into lands where they are predominantly Muslim. And you'll read one account of one of the pastors who spoke to an assembly that he attended of pastors here in America. And this guy's been over in the Middle East, and he says that Muslims are coming to Christ in droves. Now, isn't that something? Here he is in basically invading their territory, as it were, bringing them the truth of the gospel. And here are Muslims who are ready to embrace the Christ who gave himself to save sinners. I think that's a fantastic testimony, but I think it's also an indictment of where we are in this land, where pastors are not willing to tell Muslims the truth about what they're embracing and tell them the truth about what God says in his word and what the Lord Jesus said as well. And I think it's a great encouragement for us as Christians that we expose the darkness and we bring forth the light, and you will see some of that in Bradley's latest article, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Preaching to the Choir That Just Does Not Sing. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, there is Evil for Evil, Obama to Force Child Victims of Sexual Assault to Go to Abortion Centers. It's exactly what you think. Young people who have been victims of rape, the administration wants them to go to an abortion center first, before anything else. Now, before you get all worked up and say, well, that's wrong, and it is wrong, understand The reason there is any compromise on the other side, the side that claims to be right, the side that saying claims to be Christian and Bible-based and all of this other kind of stuff, is that that side is willing to compromise. They're willing to compromise on rape and incest. Remember that? They're not 100% pro-life. They're willing to compromise on murder. That's what it is. And I don't want to get too sidetracked, but I often think of that kind of argument in the case of rape or incest, and, well, that gives the reason to kill the innocent child who didn't have a choice in the matter as something like, my son goes and does something wrong to my neighbor, and so I go over to my aunt and slap her. That makes no sense at all. It doesn't give me a right to do that any more than it did for the person who did what was wrong to do what they did. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also from Brian Fisher, even Megyn Kelly doesn't get it on Islamic immigration, and I think he's exactly right. Check out his article where Megyn Kelly interviews Governor Bobby Jindal, in which he's pointing out to be very, very careful on the issue of Islamic immigration, to put an end to it because of the fact that there are people who have vowed to kill us and to destroy America. In fact, we have people who haven't come out and said they want to kill us or destroy America, but in essence, they are working to do that. They're working their Muslim Brotherhood front groups, and we've talked about that before, who are currently are in America, and they need to be on. We need to be on guard of them as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, pro-life group drops controversial postcards on Public in response to New Mexico Senate killing pro-life bills. If you want to check that out, I've got the postcard listed in there. It's very telling of what is told to be a safe and legal abortion was neither safe nor legal for mother or child. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also an article that I kind of took off, I've been wanting to write for a week now, that I spoke with you about and briefly alluded to during my interview with Michael Ware the other day. For those who refer to biblical law as nothing more than Sharia law, and for those of us Christians who uphold biblical law as nothing more than Christian Taliban, here's your sign. Take a look at that. I'll give you a comparison on just one issue, that of thievery, that of stealing. And let's compare Sharia with biblical law. And in fact, I threw in the midst of it how American justice is trying to deal with it. And frankly, it's no closer to biblical law than Sharia is. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. From Michael Ware, speaking of which, Facebook says ad for Christian film is offensive. It's offensive. Check that out. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, U.S. Muslim Brotherhood front group condemns suggestion that Islamists be barred from the United States. And this is sort of a play from the other side of Governor Jindal's comments in the article we referenced before. We're not surprised by this. These are Muslim Brotherhood front groups as a result, or after all. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, David Whitney provides the politics of covetousness in a series on the Ten Commandments. He's dealing with the idea of covetousness, the heart root of a lot of sins that come out. And then finally on sonsoflibertymedia.com, A.B. Stoddard has a fit over conservatives, quote-unquote, Obama derangement syndrome. We're going to be taking a look at a couple of things from Karl Marx and going to the scriptures after this. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty.
Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous." So in our land today, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there are some bumper stickers that occasionally you will see on RVs and cars and such that says, "We're out spending our children's inheritance." And it's supposed to be a gaffe. It's supposed to be something that's funny and something that provides chuckles. And yet, the Bible says that instead of us indulging ourselves on what we're to leave for our children, that it is a good man who leaves an inheritance for his children's children. In other words, he sees far out beyond himself. He is multi-generational in his worldview. He realizes he's only here for a short time. The Bible says our life is like a vapor, and then it's gone. We are like the grass in the morning that seems green, and it's glistening with dew. And then as the summer heat comes out, it turns brown. That is what our life is like. And so I want to kind of tackle a couple of things today. And by no means do I have all the answers. I don't proclaim that I have all the answers, but I have a God who does have all the answers. And if we would look to him, I believe he will provide us with all the answers. I believe he has provided us with all of the answers within the text of his word. The problem is, one, our own sinfulness, our fallenness, and the fact that for most of us, we don't even look to the scriptures for the answers, not only in our own lives, but in our churches and within our sphere of government anymore. We just completely abandon those things to our feelings and whatever the pressure is that is around us. We have become very democratic, if you will, instead of understanding that we're under the rule of law, which is God's law. And so in doing that, let me just ask you, if I were to call everyone in the audience today and say, "Can you name for me, oh, I don't know, three or four of the Ten Commandments?" Could you name them? In fact, not only could you name them, but could you quote them for me out of Exodus 20? Could you do that? You see, if you don't know God's law, how are you going to obey it? How will you obey that which you do not know? And we see within the Old Testament, we see kings like Josiah, who was a very young king, 12 years old, and he had them come in and read the law of God to him. And what do you do as a response of that? Well, he went out and he destroyed all the high places, and he wanted to establish God's law. He believed it was righteous and just. And there was blessing upon that effort. We see in Ezra and Nehemiah the same thing, the reading of the law of God to people. And unlike American Christians who get a little fidgety after you start sitting and hearing the Word of God preached to you for 20 or 30 minutes, these people stood almost all day. And their hearts were torn for their sin before a just and holy God. And they mourned and they repented. And then the priest came around and they said, get up, quit crying. Now it's time to celebrate. We've been repentant. Let's glorify God in that. And they celebrated before God because God has forgiven them for it. But now let's contrast that with, say, the world's view, which is against God. Let me give you these 10 things, and you ponder them as you experience the American culture, as you look out at the American culture now. Okay? One. And these are from a book called Law and Liberty by R.J. Rustuni. One, abolition of private property in land and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. A heavy progressive or graduated income tax. That's number two. Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. Number four, confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. Number five, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Number six, centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Number seven, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state and bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Number eight, equal liability of all to labor, establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Number nine, combination of agriculture with manufacturing and industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of the population over the country. And number 10, free education for all children in government schools, abolition of children's factories labor in its present form, combination of education with industrial production. Again, this is out of the book Law and Liberty. Do you know who put forth those 10 things? First of all, let me ask you, of all of those 10 things, do you see them at work in our society? If you say yes, then you would be correct, except for the issue of the child labor. And that's coming. That's part of where Common Core will take people. Okay? But all of these things are a part of that. And if you notice, the first part of that is to attack the family. Private property, income taxes, abolition of rights of inheritance, confiscation of property. Now, under our system of government, we understood that the government, both state and federal, were to be limited in their capacity of what they are to do. In other words, when we have a state constitution, when we have a federal constitution, it was to limit them, not us. It wasn't a law for the people. It was a law for the government. It was to say, you can't do this stuff. Why? Because, as Rush Juni points out, it was the people. It was the individual. It was the family who was to remain free. It was the government who was to be chained. They were to be restricted. And they were restricted under the law of God. And so what we have now is an increasing government, both at the state and the federal level, and I would even say in many cases at the local level, that want to restrict the freedom of the individual and of the family. I recall 2 years ago, our family had been praying for a long time to get a 15-passenger van. There's 12 of us. We were having to take, decades-old car, two cars that were over a decade old, to church or anywhere we wanted to go. We really didn't go on vacation, one, because we couldn't afford it, two, because we weren't going to take two vehicles to do it either. Well, we finally got a vehicle, and as soon as I got it, not only did I pay a sales tax, but instead of them waiting a year on that, they immediately stuck me with a property tax. And the leaders in our particular county here decided, well, we need to have a property tax because we want to pay for education. And, you know, people want to say, well, that's the most important thing. And I believe education is important, but I don't believe I ought to be forced at the threat of taking my own property or even be with a threat of jail time in providing other people's education. I just don't believe that, nor do I believe other people are forced to provide for mine. But I got that. And this is part of what Karl Marx laid out. And Rush Dooney rightly acknowledges the fact that if we're honest in our country today, the Communist Manifesto is a better expression of our social and political goals and direction than anything said by either the Republicans or the Democrats. We are drifting towards Marxism. We're in its clutches now. There are many of us who still believe we ought to be free people, that we ought not have these things hanging over our head and taking over our lives. And yet, it continues on. And you know why it continues on? The people allow it. As I said the other day, look, Republicans have demonstrated overall no better than the Democrats, that they are in line with some form of socialism. If I can give an example, it was probably a year or so ago, I had the opportunity to sit down with Michael Peruca, who was a 2004 Constitutional Party presidential candidate, and we talked across the table, and he said, it's like this. The standard is the Bible, and here's the Constitution. And you know what happened? The conservatives and liberals are fighting over here off to the left, and they're not arguing about what the standard is. Either one of them. When we come back in just a moment, we'll pick up some of that. I want to take you through and help you see some of those things and how they're...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Marxism. Thank you. And bringing that to bear as far as where it first attacks. It attacks the liberty, and it attacks that liberty by attacking the family. We know that the family is under attack in many ways. We know it's under attack in the issue of marriage. And look, let's be honest. It's not just from the sodomite community. It's from the polygamous community. It's from even those who are heterosexuals. They are undermining marriage in many cases through the issue of divorce. So marriage is on an attack from a large front of various groups, some directly attacking it. Some of them, I guess, would be considered indirectly attacking it. And yet it is under attack. And marriage is the nucleus. It produces the family. It is the two people, as Genesis says, that come together and they become one flesh. And the goal in God bringing about one flesh like that is so that they have a godly seed. Now, that's what he says in the Old Testament, obviously a reference to Christ. But I think the same thing is true today. Parents are to teach their children. They are to teach the law of God to them diligently. Deuteronomy 6, that has never been taken away. We should teach them the things of God diligently. But we should ask God to help us and give us grace to do such things, because those tasks are way beyond our ability, our own strength to do. And we need the power of God's Spirit to do it. But in doing so, this is something that is not the things that I'm talking about. Obviously, any of you who are of any age know that I'm not saying anything that's come to pass within the term of Barack Obama. It's not even been within the past couple of decades. This thing has been growing and growing and growing for over a century. In fact, you can read an excellent article by David Zuniga called Abraham Lincoln, America's Hijacker. And it's going to strike people funny. They're going to say, oh, no, no, Honest Abe and all of these things that we've heard. But you go back and see what he did. And many people are of the opinion, well, you know, he was there to free the slaves. Well, that wasn't the first goal that was going on. People understood that this guy had no regard for the chains of the Constitution on him. Slavery was not an issue to be determined by the federal government. In fact, the slave trade had ended at the time Lincoln had taken office. And for those who are unaware, if you do read history at all, you'll remember that the Africans were kidnapped by their own people. It was blacks who enslaved the blacks. Somebody doesn't want me to say what I was saying. But the point is that it was Africans who enslaved other Africans. It was blacks who enslaved blacks. And they took them to sell them to the white man. And they used northern ships to do it, to bring them to the people of the South. Now, I'm not saying that any of that is right. It's not. But it was being handled. It had already stopped that slave trade. We had already stopped that. It had been stopped over in Europe. You remember the story of William Wilberforce. That was, he brought about reformation there and a correction of what was biblically wrong. You're not to be a man stealer. In fact, you were to pay for your life with your life for it. But here's the thing. The South was already working through those things too. And yes, there were some bad guys there. There were some guys who mistreated their slaves. No question about that. And then there were other people who brought them in and made them a part of the family. So much so that many of those people believed in fighting for the rights of the state to work out those issues on their own, just as the North had worked them out. That's not justifying slavery. It's just what was going on. You read Jefferson Davis, The Rise and Fall of the Confederate Government, and you'll find out that's exactly what they were against. Was not the issue of slavery. It was the issue of the federal government overstepping its bounds. That's really what the War of Northern Aggression was all about. A tyrannical federal government under a tyrant named Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. Did he say some good things? Yeah. A lot of our politicians say good things, don't they? Where's the resolve? Where's the doing right? That's the issue. It's not what you say that determines this. It's what you see. It's your action. Let me take it over into the spiritual part. James says if you see, or if a man says, I have faith, but he doesn't demonstrate that, well, then what good is that? It's a dead faith. It doesn't save anybody. But he says, you see a man. There's a difference there. I mean, let's get this right. When the Lord Jesus came in the flesh, he approached a demon-possessed man, the Gadarene demoniac, as he's referred to. What did the demons do? You're the Holy One of Israel. You're the Son of God. They knew who he was. They gave the right rhetoric. And you know what today's evangelicals would have done? They would have said, those demons must be saved. That would have been their response. But it takes more than mere rhetoric, doesn't it? It takes a changed life. That is what Christ does. He changes the life. How does he do that? He regenerates you. He makes you alive, Ephesians 2. It's not something you choose to do. It is something that God does to you. And the evidence of that is you really do believe the truth of the gospel about who Christ is, about what he did, and you submit yourself to that. You act upon it. That's the difference there. Now, how does these things come to pass from Abraham Lincoln? Let's bring that up through time a little bit, because our time is fleeting quickly. But if you'll recall, it was sometime after Lincoln to where it became apparent that what was happening was Abraham Lincoln did not free the slaves. What he did was he enslaved everybody. That's why you have an income tax. During 2012 election, when Mitt Romney said there's 47% of people not paying income tax, the question from conservatives should have been, why is 100% of people not paying income tax? Look to the scriptures. It is unbiblical. It is unconstitutional. Government does not have a right to the fruits of your labor. If they do, and you think they do, then you've already given yourself over to that enslavement. That's the first thing. And what did Karl Marx say? Yep, you're going after the family's inheritance. You're going after their property. You're going to increase the income tax. All of this stuff. It's the same thing King George was doing. Except now we're paying a higher percentage of our income than our founding fathers were at the beginning. And yet, we seem to be okay with that. We seem to think that we're free in that. And we're following the road to communism. Like it or not, like me saying it or not, call me un-American, whatever you want, doesn't change the fact that that's where we're at and that's what we're doing. Doesn't change Marx's words or our history. That's where we've been going. And why? Because we're people who have abandoned what God has said. Now, continuing on, just literally a few decades later, what happened? In 1913, we know that the Federal Reserve was put together. That's the National Bank. That's what we read about from Karl Marx. That's got to be put in place, too. 1913. What starts happening immediately after that? 1927. Get this, folks. From 1776 to 1927, 150 years, we had no gun laws that restricted our ability to keep and bear arms. None. In 1927, Congress decided we're going to start this move towards disarming the American people. This is following the National Bank issue. And they began to require certain things of people, whereas before you could pay a little bit of money, you didn't have a background check, they didn't know what it was, you could get pretty much any military weapon that you wanted. It was delivered to your doorstep by the U.S. Post Office. So, we don't want to do that nowadays. We don't want to do that nowadays, even though we've told the federal government, you can't infringe on this right. And most states have it within their own constitution as well. So we've moved down that road. Then we move down the road of estate taxes, inheritance taxes. What are those?
They're called
at the Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Okay, it's our final segment. I apologize for that. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. I dropped earlier and then a little bit of issue with catching up where the end of our segment was. But I want to finish up. I want to try to bring us around full circle. I've given you some things of what Karl Marx has said. I've given you sort of the overview of where we're at in America and what we've allowed to take place. And how the wool's basically been pulled over our eyes to say, well, you're a free people. You're different in this, that, and the other. And we are different, at least in our foundations and what our ideology was. Again, I go back to the Mayflower Compact. We were established in America as a Christian nation for the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ and for the glory of God. Nobody can deny that because that is history. It's not something that's been put in place by Christians who live now and say, oh, Lord, they just made this up. That is history. The Mayflower Compact is history. It's real history. You can read it. It's there. So how are these things being implemented? Well, I told you about Abraham Lincoln. I told you about his usurpation of the Constitution. Many people would even point to the gold frills on the flag as a corporate flag rather than the American flag, and as they stand within D.C. demonstrating that we're still under a form of quote-unquote martial law. I don't really have an argument against them over that. But think about even to our Constitution and the money that we're supposed to uphold. The scriptures are clear when it comes to the idea, the fact
that we are to be those kind of people who our money is sound money. We look back into Deuteronomy 25. It says, you shall not have in your bag differing weights, a heavy and a light. You shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and a small. You shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. For all who do such things, all who behave unrighteously, that's those with unjust weights and measures, are an abomination to the Lord your God. And people think God doesn't speak to these issues. He most certainly does. You want to know how I can show you that? People have been awakened in this past presidential election by a man by the name of Ron Paul for many years over the issue of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government of the United States. They're just not. They're independent. They're a central bank. They make money out of thin air. It's not backed by anything. It's just paper money. Get your money from a long time ago. Go to a local pawn shop and find some of those silver dollars. You're supposed to be able to take that to a bank and get $1 worth of silver for that dollar. Try doing that with a dollar today. It's like an IOU note. That's what it is. It's a Federal Reserve note. The intrinsic value is basically nothing. In fact, since 1913, our dollar has lost nearly 98% of its value. Why is that? They've abandoned the restraints that were put on them in the Constitution. Article 1, Section 10. No state shall ever, enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. You get that? That's still in the Constitution. Hasn't been changed to say you can have Federal Reserve notes. Paper, fiat, money. You can't do that. That's in the Constitution. And who's given power to actually coin the money? That's Congress. That's Article 1, right? They're the ones given the authority to do that. What are the states supposed to trade in? Gold and silver coin. Are they doing that? No. And haven't been for a long time. And people say, well, you got to get with the times, man. You know, we can't be all hauling around a bunch of gold and silver coins. What's wrong with you? Okay, then change the law to reflect that. But do we do that? No. In fact, Congress delegates its authority to the Federal Reserve, which we never gave it authority to do in the first place, kind of like it's delegating some of its authority to the executive branch, which the people never gave them authority to do in the first place. But this idea of the gold and silver coin goes right back into Deuteronomy, that there's going to be a just and a fair weight and measurement. You're not going to be cheating the people out of things. And yet we are, over and over and over and over. And these continuing resolutions, they're unconstitutional. And these budgets, when they do get passed, for the most part, are unconstitutional because they involve spending the Constitution doesn't give authority to spend on. And then what does this do? Well, we got to have money to pay for it. And so who gets the brunt of that? That's right. You do. I do. And where do they come from? Taxes. And where do some of those taxes come from? Estates. When people die, they can't leave an inheritance to their kids. Farms are being lost across the country because of ungodliness. That's what this is. It's lawful. It's lawlessness. That's true. But it's ungodliness. And we allow it. And we vote people in who are for it. Currently, there is a thing called a convention of states. Oh, one of the big things is a balanced budget. Oh, that sounds so good. And I dealt with a gentleman from the Goldwater Institute, Nick Drainis, and even allowed him to present his side on another site that I edited at, because I believe people ought to see both sides. I think the American people, if they're presented with both sides fairly, they'll see them. And you know what a balanced budget amendment comes down to, folks? It is to legalize unconstitutional spending. Hear me clearly on that. Because a balanced budget amendment, you read it, it allows for debt if 26 states say it's okay. In fact, it allows for a certain amount of debt, a certain percentage of debt of what we have now, which is over $18 trillion, which really is over $210 trillion in what promised the people through Social Security and other means. It allows for a percentage of that to increase without the states going in it. And what it says is a balanced budget. As long as Congress has enough money to cover what they're spending on, they can spend it. Doesn't matter that the Constitution says you can only spend it on these things under the General Welfare Clause. It doesn't. That's out the window. Man, you can spend this on whoever and who and whatever you want as long as you got the money to cover it. And if you've got a problem with your spending, okay, if you've got a problem with your spending, guess what you're going to do? You're not going to control your spending. You're going to say, well, as long as I got money to come in, we'll just tax the people a little more. What do they care? And as long as you provide the right rhetoric at the time of reelection, the people will fall into it. And that's what we've been experiencing for decades in this country. Falling for the rhetoric instead of looking at the fruit of what they do. And I say there are many in Congress who have a dead faith when it comes to the oath of office they take, much less some of their proclamations of following the Word of God, which I find more important. If a man follows the Word of God, I can trust him. If a man won't do that, I can't. And you may think, well, boy, that's really hard. Who can do this? Who can do that? You're requiring a few things from them, and even under the Constitution, you're just requiring a very few things from them. But if a man is not upright in his private life, don't expect him to be that in his public life. And a lot of these men who are in Congress, not all of them, but a lot of them have shown that they are corrupt at their core. But they're our representatives. They are mirrors of us. So what does that say about us? Says there's corruption in our lives as well, isn't there? And the remedy for that, it's a simple one word, repentance. Repentance towards God and our Lord Jesus Christ. You may say, well, I'm an atheist, I'm a Muslim, I'm this, that, and the other. Doesn't matter. The same message is to you. Christ died to save sinners. The Bible said he would come long before he showed up on the scene. And he came and he gave his life in order that he might provide forgiveness for sinners, reconciliation to them with God, and that they might do good works which they had been foreset or preordained to do. And that is obedience to his law. He gives us his Holy Spirit for that. Obedience to his law. It's not to be mean, cruel, or to look down our noses at people. It's to say what's right and what's wrong. And to call people to that so that they honor God, so that they receive his blessing as we once did in this country. May God grant us that as we seek him, and may he grant America repentance again. We'll see you in 23. Take care.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.